Richmond City Council member Jeff Ritterman, a leading force behind what has become Measure N in that community, says its primary concern is the health of the city's youth.
A third of our African American and a third of our Latino 5th and 7th graders are obese, and another 20% each group are overweight. Those kids are going to get diabetes and premature coronary disease and die early if we don't do anything. So we want to decrease consumption, and we want to use the tax money to promote programs and projects that will reverse the obesity epidemic.
The money raised, which Ritterman says could be as much as $3 million, would go to things like swimming lessons at the City Aquatic Center, school garden programs, and after-school athletics. It would be generated, he explains, through a 1 cent per ounce tax on sodas.
The tax is a business license fee, so if you sold sugar-sweetened beverages at your business or the syrup that makes sugar-sweetened beverages from your inventory, you would figure out how many ounces you sold, and there would be a conversion factor for the syrup. And you'd multiply the total ounces by a penny, and that's what you'd owe the city for the year. And it would be your choice as a business owner whether or not to pass that on to the consumer.
Measure N was placed on the November ballot in Richmond by a 5-2 vote of the city council. One of the no votes was cast by Nat Bates.
Soda is not the only cause of obesity in individuals. We got candy, got cookies, fast food operations, and a host of others. The problem is that kids are going to get the sodas whether you buy it in Richmond or not, just like cigarettes or anything else. The only way a soda tax, in my opinion, could be effective if it was statewide. But to isolate your one community and stick it to your business community, it doesn't make sense.
Ann Bates says the measure is deeply flawed.
No one knows how much money it's going to generate. No one can give you an accounting of how it's going to be enforced. It hurts our local businesses, especially small supermarkets up and down 23rd Street. If you get a case of soda for, say, $5.99, then you got your CV tax, and then you got another soda tax that represents $2.88. Where are you going to shop for your food and groceries if you have to pay that excessive amount?
Bates fears that Richmond residents would shop instead in neighboring cities to the economic detriment of their hometown. In the short term, though, Measure N is bringing some extra money to town, a well-funded beverage industry-driven campaign against the proposal. Ritterman has little doubt his side will be vastly outspent, but he holds out hope that money alone will not be the deciding factor.
Struggle. The other side is being totally funded by Big Soda, who only care about their profits. They couldn't care less about the health of Richmond's children. That's really the struggle here. So give us the sling and the stone and we'll do the rest. We think it'll end up just like it ended up in the Bible.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.